Come sit with us at Berean Bible Fellowship. We're about to listen to Pastor Bruce David Bell as the Lord speaks through the truth of His Word. Come sit with us.
It is perhaps a reality of life that no matter how carefully we choose our words or how clear we are in our actions, there is still always the danger, always the risk, that our words or our actions will be misunderstood by those around us. That people will get the wrong impression, or they'll draw the wrong conclusion. And this failure to grasp the meaning of our words, to misunderstand the intent of our actions, the intent of our heart, will not only result in misunderstanding, but it can lead to conflict, sometimes with serious consequences. But misunderstanding Jesus Christ, misunderstanding who He is and why He came to this earth, will result in catastrophic disaster for us, in consequences that will last forever. And as we've been looking at John chapter 6, we have seen the misunderstanding of the people concerning Jesus Christ. And you know, the more that Jesus spoke to the people, the more it seems that they misunderstood Him, and the more that they refused to see the truth. Light that is rejected, light that is rejected by us, becomes darkness to us. And that is a sobering thought, isn't it? And so it was in John chapter 6. We find that on the day after Jesus had miraculously fed perhaps as many as 20,000 people with just 5 loaves of bread and 2 small fish, after that, the people went looking for Him in search of their next meal. And when they found Him in the synagogue in the city of Capernaum, Jesus spoke to them, and He made it clear to them that their motivation for seeking Him was not to satisfy their spiritual hunger, but it was to satisfy their physical hunger, that they just wanted to be fed again. And they had not even considered that the one who had miraculously fed them was in fact God Himself, that He was the anointed one, the very Christ of God. Their minds, their hearts were set on the things of this earth, on things that are consumed, on things that perish. And so they didn't even consider His words to them, that what He was offering to them was spiritual food, that He was offering true satisfaction, eternal fulfillment. And they did what many of us do. They interpreted His words according to their own desires. And they used Moses as their example, one who had fed the children of Israel for 40 years while they were in the wilderness. And so they demanded that Jesus prove that he was greater than Moses. But Jesus explained to them that what he was offering to them was more than just a meal. He was offering to them spiritual nourishment that would last forever. But still, they misunderstood what he was talking about. And so in verse 35 of John chapter 6, Jesus said to them, "I am the bread. I am the true bread." Don't focus your attention on the loaves of bread that you ate yesterday. Don't long for the manna, for the bread that the children of Israel ate while they were in the wilderness. Instead, focus your attention on me alone. I am the bread of life, Zoe in Greek, the bread of eternal life. I am the cure for the disease of your sin. I am the remedy for the hunger for forgiveness in your soul, the hunger to be made right with God, to be made right with him through a relationship with Jesus Christ. And so Jesus continues in verse 35, and he says this, "He who comes to me for forgiveness, shall not hunger. He will have no need to go anywhere else for true peace, for true contentment. And he who believes in me, who puts his trust in me, shall never thirst again, but he will find refreshment for his soul." The words of Jesus are clear, aren't they? We must come to him. We must put our faith in him. We must turn from our sin and turn to Christ and rest in what he has done for us on the cross. By faith, we must believe. Well, that seems clear, doesn't it? But if you have never made that decision, the Bible tells us that you will be lost forever. But for those of us who have come to Christ, we are his forever. I suppose the question is, what will be your forever? But Jesus says in verse 36, Allah in Greek, "But that is not the case with you." He knows our hearts. He knew their hearts. Perhaps he is speaking to you today. Because he says, "I have said to you before, you have seen me. You have seen the very Son of God. You have seen the things which I have done. You have heard my words. But though you have seen me, you have not seen the significance of what you have seen. None of these things have impacted, have penetrated your heart or your mind or your life." Jesus says, "You still do not believe in me." And even though they did not believe, even though you may not believe, Jesus rests in the sovereignty of God for the outcome of all things. That's an encouragement, isn't it? He rested in the plan of God, the place that we are to rest. Because there are those who will hear the message of salvation and who will believe. So don't lose heart. And he announces this in verse 37. All that the Father gives to me, all will come to me. Well, that's an interesting thought, isn't it? We who belong to Christ are a gift. We are a gift from the Father to the Son. And the entire history of humanity is the story of the gathering together of a people for Christ. A people who are called his bride in Revelation chapter 19. Those who belong to him, those for whom he has died in order to bring us to himself so that we might worship him forever. That is why we have been saved, to worship him forever. And the one, Jesus says in verse 37, the one who comes to me, I will certainly not cast out, ekbalo in Greek. Jesus won't turn us away. He won't shut the door in our face if we come to him for forgiveness. He will not reject us, but instead he will open the door and welcome us home forever. What an encouragement to us that we are safe and secure in him. And we're told in Revelation 22:17, we are told these words, let the one who is thirsty, the one who thirsts for forgiveness, let that person come to Christ. This is a personal invitation, isn't it? It's a personal invitation from Jesus to each one of us to come to him for salvation. And he says to take of the water of life without cost. Jesus offers us salvation freely. And when we come to Jesus, we come to him because we are a gift from the Father to the Son, and Jesus would never refuse a gift from his heavenly Father, would he? No, of course not. So he says, I have come down from heaven, not to do my own will, thelema, not to accomplish my own desires, my own agenda, my own plan. But he says, I have come down from heaven to do the will of him who sent me here. And he adds in verse 39, this is the will of him who sent me, that of all the men and the women that God the Father has given to me, I lose nothing. I lose no one. But raise up all who belong to me on the last day. Well, there is a last day for all of us, isn't there? But nothing, Jesus says, not even death, can separate us from him. And he assures us of this in John chapter 10, where he says, my sheep hear my voice. And I know them, and they follow me, and I give eternal life to them, and they shall never perish, and no one can snatch them out of my hand. We cannot lose our salvation because we are held by Jesus Christ. And who is powerful enough to take us from his hand, from the hand of God Almighty? We are forever safe and secure in him, who is our shepherd, our good shepherd, who protects us, who upholds us, who leads us, who guides us all the way home to glory. For this is the will of my Father in heaven, Jesus says in verse 40, that everyone who beholds the Son, se'oreo, who looks at him, who intently looks at him, who considers who he is, and then who believes, who looks, who sees, who believes, that person will have eternal life. Eternal life through Jesus Christ, who is the bread of life. And I myself, he says again in verse 40, will raise him up on the last day. Couldn't be any clearer than that, could it? So how can we ignore those words of Jesus? Still, many people ignore those words. Verse 41, we're told the unbelieving Jews who were there that day, listening to Jesus as he spoke in that synagogue in Capernaum, misunderstood his words, would not accept his words, would not accept what he was talking about. Therefore, we're told they were grumbling about him. Gongudzo in Greek. They were muttering under their breath. They were buzzing like bees among themselves. They were agitated. They were stirred up because he said, I am the bread which comes down out of heaven. And so they were ridiculing him and they were mocking him because they were saying, is not this Jesus, the son of Joseph? Whose father and mother we know? Well, they assumed they know. They knew the truth, didn't they? We know where he comes from. Comes from that town of Nazareth. He's a Galilean, just like we are. So how does he now say, I have come down from heaven? They were furious at his proclamation concerning himself. Their hearts were hardened, like many people. Their hearts were hardened against Jesus. And so Jesus answered them in verse 43, and he said to them, do not grumble among yourselves. Stop murmuring. Stop complaining. Because it only reveals one thing. It reveals your rebellious heart. For no one can come to me unless the Father who sent me draws him. Hakuo in Greek, drags him away from unbelief. Yes. It is God who must drag us away from our sin. Because without the Lord's intervention in our lives, without him beginning that work in us, in our hearts, we will remain in darkness. We will remain dead in our sin and our unbelief. We will remain captives of Satan, blinded by him and blinded by our own unrighteousness. But Jesus says again in verse 44, those who God draws to himself, I will raise up on the last day. I will bring that person safely home to heaven. And those who do come to Christ, come to him by faith, do so Jesus says, because they have been instructed in the things of God, as it is written in the prophets, written in Isaiah 54:13, where it says, they shall all be taught of God. Taught of God through the word of God. So Jesus points out in verse 45, everyone who has heard the truth, as it has been revealed in the scriptures, has learned the truth from God the Father himself. This is divine truth. And those who have heard and who have taken it into their heart will be saved. They will come to me for salvation. But though we have been instructed by God, Jesus points out that no one, no man, no woman has ever seen God the Father in all his fullness. We see him how? We see him by faith. But there is one who has seen him. There is one who has seen him in his fullness, in the fullness of his glory. And who is that? The one who is from God, Jesus says. He has seen the Father. Only Jesus has seen the Father in the glory of heaven. He has been there for all eternity. So only Jesus is qualified to speak about the Father, to speak about his expectations, his requirements for our salvation. Truly, truly, Jesus says in verse 47, I say to you, I solemnly affirm this. He who believes in me has eternal life. Did you hear that? If we believe, we already have eternal life. That is the assurance that we have. If we believe, we will never perish, but we will be with him forever. I am the bread of life, Jesus says in verse 48, the bread of eternal life. Your fathers, your ancestors, the children of Israel, he points out, ate the manna. They ate the bread in the wilderness. And yet what happened? Well, they all eventually died. But, he says, I am the bread which comes down out of heaven so that one may eat of it. One may make me his own and not die. Jesus rescues us from the eternal death of hell. So he says again, I am the living bread that came down out of heaven. And if anyone eats of this bread, if you will believe, you will live forever in the glory of heaven. And the bread which I give, verse 51, I give for the life of the world, for all who will come to me by faith. And that bread, he says, is my flesh, sarx in Greek, my body, my life. This is the price for our redemption. This is the price for our salvation, the life of Jesus Christ given for us. And so he says to us today in Isaiah 45 verse 22, turn to me, all the ends of the earth, and be saved. For I am God, and there is no other. He is the bread of life. Amen.
You've been listening to Bruce David Bell, pastor of Berean Bible Fellowship. If the Lord has ministered to you through this message and you would like more information, then visit us on the web at bbfva.org.